Brothers and sisters, good evening. God bless you all with great and precious blessings, both of the spiritual and material kind. Glory to the name of the Lord for their life, for our health, for his help, for his support, especially for having him. We can pray to him and he will listen to us. This is what our sister Maria Luisa told us last Sunday, that this is what the Holy Spirit has always said, and he continues to say that we should pray, that he's going to listen to our prayers. But also we know that there is a condition. What is the condition? We must turn away from sin and please God and strive every day so that in that way we have great fellowship with our Lord, and always his answer may be positive from Most High, that he may be close to us. You may take your seats. For example, a sister a few days ago was testifying that she had received the promise from the Holy Spirit before the pandemic began that she would lack nothing and that he would provide everything for her by hearing her prayers. This was the prophecy that she received. Then came the pandemic and she correlated the prophecy with her reality. Afterward, situations began to happen at her job that were difficult, and she was terminated, meaning she was furloughed, paid a certain amount, but she was terminated from her job with a good amount of money. Nonetheless, she, in a ingenious way, tried to find a way to look for a job and a way to make ends meet during the pandemic. So she got a computer that was used. With that computer, she set her mind to work in the internet. What happened? That when she started to use the computer, it wasn't working, and she sent it to technical review. They said there's nothing to do, the computer has problems, and the computer had electronic problems, like a short circuit, and it isn't working anymore. So the only thing left to do is see what parts of the computer can we sell. When that situation happened, she prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, look, this is the money that I invested from what you had promised, and I trust that you are going to hear my prayer, because they're not going to pay anything, and nor are they giving me any guarantee, because it is used, and whoever the person who sold it to me. So I need a solution to this problem. Help me, Lord. I need to work. And so she started to say that a few days after that, and before she intended to sell the computer by parts, then she turned it on, and then it turned on and started to work perfectly, even quicker and faster than before. She went to the technician, and the technician reviewed the computer and said, I don't know what happened. I don't know what you did with the computer, but this computer is now faster and more efficient than it used to be. Plus, it has new parts in it. So that is the work of God. Blessed is the name of the Lord. The Lord does everything for us, glory to God. And we should also do everything for him. And we must give the Lord our best. Blessed is our God forever and ever. Let us rise, and we are going to read in our Bibles. We are going to read in the book of Judges. Judges chapter number 8. Let us read the Old Testament in the book of Judges chapter number 8. There we will read verse number 33. Judges 8. For the glory and honor of the Lord. And the title of the sermon is Ingratitude. That is the title of the sermon we're going to talk about, ingratitude. What ingratitude is, what it consists of, and examples of ingratitude in the Bible. Verse 33. So it was as soon as Gideon was dead that the children of Israel again played the harlot with the Baals and made with Baal Berith their god. Thus, the children of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who had delivered them from the hands of all their enemies on every side, nor did they show kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, Gideon, in accordance with the good he had done for Israel. Amen. You may take your seats, brothers and sisters. In these verses we just read, it defines what ingratitude is. Ingratitude is not to remember of the goods we've received from God or from a person also that was used by God for our benefit, to forget all those benefits that we received, and to pay back good bad for good, because our misbehavior with our ingratitude, we're not showing ourselves to be grateful people towards the person who benefited us, first of all, God, our God. Let us note that in the Bible it states here that this people, after the death of Gideon, who did so much for the people of Israel, they did not remember, meaning they forgot, they were ungrateful. They forgot all the benefits that they received from Gideon. And the Bible states in verse 34, thus the children of Israel did not remember the Lord, their God, who had delivered them from the hands of all their enemies on every side, meaning God had given them that benefit, that he had protected them through his powerful hand and also through Gideon. And it adds, nor did they show kindness, meaning verse 35, they did not show kindness. It's the same thing as in verse 34. They didn't remember. It's the same thing. They did not remember. They didn't show kindness, meaning they were grateful to the house of Jerubbaal, Gideon, in accordance with the good he had done for Israel, with his effort, with his dedication to deliver the people of Israel and give them victory. And against this house also, nor with his descendants, because the Bible states that there was one who rose, his name was Abimelech, who was the son of Jerubbaal, and he went and took the life of all the children of Gideon. There were 70 of them. Verse number 5 of Judges 9 states, then he went to his father's house at Ophrah and killed his brothers, the 70 sons of Jerubbaal. And now there were other people who helped him. Instead of censoring him, instead of telling him that they should be grateful, that they should remember all the good that they had received from Gideon, and that because of that work of Gideon, they were to look after all his children and to support him and protect them and take care of him, what they did was to take their lives. It states, on one stone, but Jotham, which was the youngest, was saved, but Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left because he hid himself. There are further examples in the Bible. Now we are going to go to Genesis 40 of ingratitude from the people. It also states where we read that they gave themselves to idolatry, that they went to seek the Baals, the false gods, and they forgot the living God, meaning this was an expression of ingratitude towards God, because they knew God spoke, that God was spirit, that God manifested himself. In Genesis 40, chapter 40, verse number 12, it tells us that Joseph was in jail, and there he met the chief butler of Pharaoh, who was the person who was in charge of serving him wine. And he also met the chief baker of Pharaoh. And the two of them were in jail. And they both had dreams. And they shared them with Joseph, because Joseph saw that they were worried about the dreams they had. And when the chief butler told Joseph his dream, Joseph interpreted it. And Joseph gave a very beautiful interpretation and said, in 3 days, Pharaoh is going to call you and is going to appoint you to your place once again, because according to the dream, the chief butler was giving wine to Pharaoh, unlike the chief baker, in whose dream the birds came and ate his bread, and the interpretation was different. But in this case, with the chief butler, when Joseph interpreted, he said, you're going to do well, you're going to be reestablished, please remember me when you're there. And what happened with the chief baker? The chief baker experienced misfortune, experienced death, and the chief butler experienced blessing, just as Joseph had interpreted. But the chief butler forgot. He was ungrateful. He didn't remember. Therefore, we must remember. of all the things God has given us, of all the things that other people have given us as well with kindness, we must be grateful. When you're grateful, you don't forget. You don't forget the kindness and benefits God gave you and other people gave you. Verse 23 then states, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. I think that in life, when you receive benefits from God, you cannot be forgetful. You must always remember of all the blessings. And also whenever God puts people to help us, how could he forget such a blessing? The fact that the chief butler had received, that he was in jail, and Joseph gave him an interpretation, if you forgot, that is something unheard of. But it is the reality of human beings. It is the ingratitude of human beings. And that is what we cannot do. Let us now look at another example. Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16. We are going to read verse number 12. Number 16, verse 12. Here, we have in these verses, which you can later on read them in depth, but to summarize, it is what we're saying. It states, number 16, verse number 12, that Moses was faced with rebellion that was led by Levites, children of Aaron, Korah, and his brothers. And Moses was astonished. And Moses called two of them, Dathan and Abiram, in verse 12, number 16. And they answered, we will not come up. And they started to say these words, verse number 13, is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you should keep acting, meaning to them the land that was flowing with milk and honey was Egypt. How ungrateful. But also it says that you should keep acting like a prince over us. They were very rebellious. When a person is ungrateful or unthankful, that is a person who commits many sins. Because if you are grateful in life, then you refrain from committing sins, such as being rebellious. Because the mere fact that you are grateful, you say, how could I behave this way with someone or with God who has only given me benefits in life, who has only blessed me? That is a great refrain. That can help you in life very much whenever you are upset with someone or whenever you're having problems with someone or whenever you're faced with a situation, you think and say, I have to be grateful. This person, all the things that he has helped me with, how much kindness God has granted me, so much. If you think in that way, and also you'll look at the qualities of other people, then that will help you very much so that you do not commit sins. And it'll refrain you. And also, it states that, what did Moses answer these people who belong to the priests? Moses answered, but haven't you realized the blessing God gave you? That out of all these many people, God made you priests. Is it a small blessing to you in your eyes that God has made you his priests and that he has given you a chance to serve God, ministering for him, and you behave in this way? He was calling him to be grateful, because that is what must help you in life. For example, the situation of someone who becomes a pastor, for instance, and then on a given day, he is not content with something, and then he behaves inappropriately. Then you could tell that person, and haven't you thought that the fact that God gave you a chance to be a pastor? Haven't you thought about the fact that God, out of so many people, one day gave you a chance to lead a congregation, to serve in the church of the Lord? Do you think that's a small blessing? Why don't you think about that a little before you start becoming rebellious or before you behave confrontationally? Because why don't you look at where God pulled you from and what he did with you before you came to the church? That, if you're grateful, that refrains you. And that is a beautiful thing in the sight of God. That is why he told them here in verse number 8. And Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi, is it a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord? Do you think it is a small thing that he made you priests and to stand before the congregation to serve them?" That was what he asked them to reflect on. Now let us read Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. And we will read another example the Bible gives us. Deuteronomy 32, verse number 6. This was the song, and these were the words, the prophecy that Moses gave to all the people. And he is praising God, and he is saying in verse number 4, for example, "He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, and a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he." He is only praising God and singing to him. And then in verse number 6, he said, Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? When he says, "Do you thus deal with the Lord?" it is because they were really ungrateful. It is because they were ungrateful. When it says, do you repay? When you receive benefits, then you repay with benefits as well. And the Lord did nothing but bless them, and they repaid him or dealt with him with evil. And that's why he said that it was foolish, that it was unwise. And he made them realize and said, "Is he not your father who brought you? Has he not, he made you, he created you. Has he not made you and established you?" That's what we must think of it. God gave us life. Verse 7, "Do you remember the days of old?" Meaning when he says remember, it is what we were talking about, the definition of being grateful or thankful. Remember the benefits. Or whoever is ungrateful doesn't remember, he forgets. It's as simple as that. If you remember of all the benefits you've received, you're a grateful person. And you repay well. If you're someone who forgets those benefits and you do not remember, then you are an ungrateful person. You are unthankful. "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you." Find out all the things God did in antiquity with you, all the things, all the kindness of the Lord that he showed you. Verse number 10, "He found him in the desert land and in the wastelands." A wasteland, a piece of land nothing could be harvested in. And that's where the Lord brought him out of. Just like us. He brought us from many mistakes we were making, from many problems we were facing, from so many human beings in the midst of them all. God gave us a chance to come to his path. This is a wonderful blessing. And a howling wilderness, he encircled him, he instructed and kept him as the apple of his eye. Imagine that, he protected him all the time, the entire time he was paying attention to him. Verse 11, "As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young." That is the work of God, of protecting us, spreading its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So the Lord alone led him, as he leads us today as well. How does God lead us or guide us? Through the gift of prophecy. God guides us also through dreams. God also leads us through visions. God is in our midst. And so, in their case, God also led them. And they should be grateful. And he fulfilled his promise. Verse number 13. "He made him ride in the heights of the earth that he might eat the produce of the fields." Verse 14. "Curds from the cattle and milk of the flock with fat of lambs. He gave them good meat, good nourishment. He gave them nothing but the best, just as he does with us. He has never forsaken us." Verse number 15. "But Jeshurun grew fat." Jeshurun represents the people of Israel. He grew fat of all the blessings God gave them. And kicked. Meaning he began to reject God. "You grew fat, you grew thick. You are obese, and because you don't need the Lord anymore," then he turned his back on the Lord. And he forsook the God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. That is ungratefulness and from human beings, ingratitude. Now, we are going to see what Luke 17 teaches us. In chapter 17, verse number 15. We are going to read what happened during the lifetime of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 15, when the Lord came across 10 people who were lepers, and the Lord healed them all, and only one of them thanked the Lord. Only one of them acknowledged him, and he glorified God with a loud voice. And so it states in verse number 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And so one of them, it states, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. Only one, it states, all one of them out of the 10. Because as verse 12 states, then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers. Only one of them glorified God with a loud voice and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And so verse 17, so Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? But also here, I would like to highlight that what's most important is that even though one of them gave to thank God, the most important thing is that the one, the only one, was glorifying God, had it in his heart to change, the desire to change. Because that is what's most important. When you receive blessings from God, not only should we be grateful to the Lord, but also, especially, brothers and sisters, the fact that we can prove to God that we are grateful. How? By changing the way we live, by forsaking sin. It isn't just about, as it has happened to many people who have joined our live streams or who have come to the church ever since the church started in 1972, that God blessed them in such a way and they feel encouraged and they are happy and they know God blessed them and they thank God and they give God the glory, but they do not give themselves to God, and nor do they change the way they live. And so we do nothing by doing that. They thanked God, yeah, sure, but what is it all about? What does it all mean? It amounts to nothing because they don't give themselves to God. They didn't understand the Lord's message, that the Lord blesses us and the Lord helps us so that we in turn may repent, so that we in turn give ourselves to him, so that we in turn follow him and love him. Let us now look at another example in the Bible. As stated, well, here in verse 18, it states that were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner, meaning it was a foreigner, the one who came to give God glory. And in 19, he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Because that faith also means that in his heart, there was a decision, determination, tenderness to love God, to follow him, and to begin a new life. Now let us read examples in 1 Samuel chapter 25, here specifically talking about when someone receives a benefit from another person, from a human being, and that in many cases here in the Bible, these were the prophets. In 1 Samuel chapter number 25, and that also we must be grateful, because these prophets or these people God appointed along the way, God appointed them for our blessing. And we must value and cherish the fact that it is a blessing that comes from God, and cherish and value those people whom God moved their heart to become instruments of the Lord to bless our lives. So this is a very beautiful quality, and at the same time, it is a flaw that is terrible, that is ugly, to be ungrateful. But when a person is grateful, and it is very beautiful. So 1 Samuel then states here, chapter 25, verse number 5. It states that David, he sent a message to Nabal. During a sermon, we had referred to this example. But in this example, David was asking Nabal, who was a very rich man, a wealthy man, he was telling him, please help these young men who work with me. They need nourishment and they're hungry. So please help him. And bear in mind that my message is one of peace. And I also want to tell you that we have worked with your shepherds, the shepherds of Nabal, that we have gotten along with them and that we have supported them. We have helped them. We have protected them even. So that you bear this in mind and have mercy, therefore, of these young men that I'm sending to you. That was the message. In verse number 5, David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young man, go up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name, and thus you shall say to him who lives in prosperity, peace be to you, peace to your house, and peace to all that you have. All do kindness, all do cordiality. I have heard that you have shearers, the shepherds, who remove the wool from the sheep. Now I have heard that your shepherds were with us, and we did not hurt them, nor was there anything missing from them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever comes to your hand to your servant and to your son David. What did Nabal answer? Nabal answered the young man in verse number 10, who was David and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away each one from his masters. Shall I take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to the man who I do not know where they are from? No, I'm not going to do that. Meaning he humiliated the young man and he humiliated David. And it calls it here in verse number 14, he reviled them. To revile. And so it says in verse 14 that one of the servants came and told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, your husband reviled David. He humiliated him. Look, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master. He reviled them, scorned them. But the man were very good to us. Look, this man, this servant was grateful. And these were very good to us. They never mistreated us. This is how we should think about the people who are around us. There are many people, whether in the church, also people who don't attend the church, who have treated us really well, who have been very good people to us. Even if they don't attend the church, we must be grateful to these people also. And if tomorrow they need something, then we lend a hand and support them and assist them and help their families, their children. That's to be grateful in life. So it said, these men were very good to us. We were never hurt, nor did we miss anything as long as you accompanied them when we were in the fields. They were a wall to us both by night, a wall. And day, all the time we were with them, keeping the sheep. Now, therefore, know and consider, he told them, think about this. Consider what you will do, for harm is determined against our master and against his all his household. For he is such a scoundrel that not one cannot speak to him. And it was impossible to tell him to think about what he had said, because no one could talk to him. There are people like that today. Also, you can't talk to them anything. I take an opportunity to teach this. There are people you can't talk to. I've heard that there are people who say, oh, you can't really talk to my dad. You really can't say anything to him because it's impossible with him. My dad doesn't accept you talking to him. So it's always something that we should have, a willingness to listen, to be taught, and to bear in mind other people's opinions. Now let us read also in 2 Chronicles. We are going to read 2 Chronicles chapter number 24. 2 Chronicles chapter 24 teaches us about what happened with the son of the priest. We find it in 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse number 22. There was a king, his name was Joash, and this king was always protected and accompanied by a priest. His name was Jehoiada. And this priest was always really faithful, and he helped the king very much. And so when the priest died, he had a son, his name was Zechariah, and The king began to misbehave. And Zechariah, who was a prophet, admonished the king, and the king had him killed. And the Bible states, how could it be possible that the king, having received so many benefits from Jehoiada, rather than being grateful and out of gratitude towards Jehoiada, he should have helped the children of the priest. Rather, he killed the son. And he said, this cannot be. And so the Bible states, using the same word we've been highlighting, ungratefulness and gratitude, it says that he didn't remember. Because that's the main thing when it comes to ingratitude, that people forget all the benefits they've received. And they do not value, they don't analyze all the good things they've received from other people. And this is what it states here. Thus Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada, his father, had done to him, but killed his son. And he said, as he died, he said, the Lord look on it and repay. That's what Zechariah said. It says that they stoned him in verse 21. So they conspired against him and at the king, man of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord. So now we are going to read in Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, we're going to read the teaching from the New Testament. Matthew 27, verse number 17, where we're going to find another consideration we must bear in mind, and that is that oftentimes people are ungrateful. Do you know why? Or people are unthankful. You know why? Because people are envious. And so this is what happened with the Lord Jesus Christ. Rather than the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the teachers of the law, seeing all the miracles and benefits the Lord Jesus performed in the midst of the people and admire his teachings and admire his miracles and his kindness that he granted all the people when he fed them, when he healed them, when he delivered them from evil spirits, their envy blinded them. And their envy didn't let them be grateful. That can happen. That someone is around you, people who only do benefits to you, and you are envious of them. And because you're envious of them, you do not see anything positive in them. And you are then ungrateful to those people. You are unthankful and you do not value them. And if you have a chance to help them, you don't help them and you don't acknowledge. Because an ungrateful person has a trait that he forgets all the things he receives because he's also selfish, because he thinks that there's a sense of entitlement that everyone has to give him and he doesn't give anything to anyone. But also, it could be that the person does not acknowledge anyone's actions because of or envy blindfolds them and doesn't let him see. And because he's envious, he doesn't acknowledge the generous hearts people have, their kindness, everything good they do for you, for the church, everything good they do to your life. And so this is what happened with the Lord Jesus Christ. Their envy had them to a point where even Pilate, he saw that they were blindfolded and he knew that it was envy. It was ingratitude. They were ungrateful. But in addition, this was happening because they were envious. And that's why it states in verse number 17, Matthew 27, therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. There it is, very clear. It wasn't ingratitude, but envy. And their envy prevented them from acknowledging out of gratitude the benefits received. Now we will read in Jeremiah chapter 18, the way Jeremiah uttered that the only thing he did was to do good to the people of Israel. That in fact, he says here that not only did he prophesy on behalf of God and he watched over the people, but also he prayed to the Lord for God to have mercy on the people of Israel, for God to forgive them, for the Lord not to destroy them. Jeremiah made an intercession and prayed for them all. And out of envy, they didn't want to see that reality. The only thing they wanted to do was to take his life away. And Jeremiah said, how can it be possible for this to happen? It is written in Proverbs. Proverbs teaches us this, that those who pay back evil for good, because that's a reality of life, that there are people who are generous and the only thing they do is to do good to others. And there are others who are ungrateful and they forget or they don't acknowledge the goods they've received from God or from those people. And the only thing they do is to repay evil, and if they have a chance to help out or to be reciprocal, to lend a hand to that person who has done nothing but good and help to them, they don't do it. Meaning, this is what Jeremiah was saying. They pay me evil for good because the only thing I've done is to pray for them and to ask you, my God, that you forgive them. This is what Jeremiah said in verse 20. Shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good to for them. Remember, this is also a lesson. The prophet was praying before God, and what the prophet was saying to God, good things, evil things. But he was making intercession, just as Moses did, just as many prophets did for the people, Abraham. And God listened to them. And this benefit, they didn't appreciate this benefit because the only thing they wanted to do was take his life. It says, remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them. Look at the question. It says, shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life, similar to what happened to the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Jeremiah, the same book, chapter number 5, verse number 27. I remember a sermon our sister Maria Luisa gave. This was a while ago, where Sister Maria Luisa was teaching us, based on this example that talks about birds, that they behave, the people of Israel behave like birds, because birds have a singular trait and behavior, that when it comes to birds, you feed them. And birds are there in the cage, and they become full and fat eating. But as soon as you give them a chance to fly away, they fly away. So this is the behavior, or that was the behavior, just the same of people in antiquity. And today, we must be careful, and we must beware of not having that behavior, of only receiving benefits and not trials. And as soon as we experience hardship, then immediately we fly away. And we forget all the good that our Lord has given us. And what's worse, we turn to sin. Because this is what Jeremiah also wanted to highlight. That not only did they fled their cage after these birds became fat, but after they fled away, they went to do evil deeds. Meaning, they were only interested in receiving benefits, but never did they have a sincerity or open their hearts, nor did they believe truly and genuinely in the Lord to transform their lives and give themselves to God. And that's why they fled, because they didn't love God. Verse 27 states, as a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit, because they're deceitful, because it's just an appearance. They appear to be following the Lord because they're receiving benefits, but it is hypocrisy, because ultimately they live unrighteously. So their houses are full of deceit, therefore they have become great and grown rich. They have grown fat. They look at how descriptive this is. They are sleek. They became shiny. Yes, they surpassed the deeds of the wicked, meaning so many benefits. But at the end of the day, they were the most ungrateful, because not only did they forget all the benefits, but in addition, they stooped to the level of the world to do wicked things. They do not plead the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper in the right of the needy they do not defend. May our God help us, so that this does not happen in our lives. Instead, On the contrary, out of gratitude, out of thankfulness, out of love for God, we will never forget all His benefits. And even more will we commit to serve Him, to love Him, and to be a good example. Glory to God. Let us rise. We are going to pray. Blessed Lord, we thank You with all our heart, all Your blessings. You are good. You are kind. You are great. You are wonderful. You are our life, our everything, our happiness, our song. Lord, this is a great invitation so that we are always meditating on all the goods, all the benefits, all the mercies, all the forgiveness, all the favors You have granted us, the place where You rescued us and the way we came to the church and the way our lives began to change from the first moment You spoke to us. Not only the fact that in addition to this, You deemed us worthy to speak to us, and You continue to speak to us and guide us in, through dreams, through prophecy, through the teachings of our sister Mary Louisa, through the doctrine, through revelations, in so many ways. You teach us, You admonish us, You correct us, so that we may be perfected, so that we are transformed, so that we love You with sincerity, and that we are not self-interest people only interested in material things, but that our hearts are truly ones that love You and have a desire to change, that we may be grateful people and may gratefulness be in our hearts. May we not forget Your benefits. May we not forget Your mercies. May we always remember them, so that in that way, Lord, our lives also, O God, may be to the glory of Your name, to remain in Your path, to honor Your word, to love You and follow You. Lord of glory, to that end, we also need You to deliver us from spirits of illness, witchcraft, sorcery, traps of the wicked one, perils of death, accidents, plottings and schemings the wicked one may be devising against our lives, physical lives, spiritual lives. Let all of this be removed, and may You, O Lord, deliver us from temptation and wickedness, and may You help us, Lord, every day of our lives and our spiritual lives to grow, Lord, towards that which is perfect, to attain perfection and uprightness. O Lord of glory, may it be so. May You, blessed God, also heal us of every illness in our bodies, and may You, God, preserve our lives, for we want to live for You, and we want to live to serve You, live to help many people that they know about You and be happy. Oh, God of glory, manifest Yourself. Bless the church worldwide. Bless our sister Mary Louisa with the best of Your protection and Your blessings, along as well as Your people call on You that are asking You for things. Grant them what they're asking You for. Give them according to Your will. May it be what You deem best for us and answer what they're asking You for. May they receive it. You who ask, receive the blessing You desire. May the Lord grant it to you. May my God hear You at this time. And may our hearts always harbor gratefulness towards You, God. May it be so. Hallelujah. Blessed is the name of the Lord. We love You and worship You. We bless You and we exalt You in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to our God. Let us sing, brothers and sisters, chorus number 58, with thanksgiving and with joy. Glory to God. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, a big hug to you all. May God bless you and keep you.